Okay, we're starting. We're on Chof Beis, Ahmed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Yeah, so these are these concepts we've seen before. Yeah, some of us at least. Yeah. Welcome also to all the new people who didn't see this with us. I don't know where people joined, but we... So, nit meis minchasa. If her... the mincha got tummy. So, it's you can't use it anymore. Ad shelo kodshabakli. If you hadn't put it in a klisharis yet, meaning it was only designated verbally to be a mincha. So, the rule is, yeah, harei he... It, behold, it is, mean the mincha, kukol, like all menachos, right? In the same case, in a similar situation, but tzipode, right? And you would redeem it, meaning you would basically take some money and take the value of the, I suppose, of the mincha and put the kedusha on the money and then with that money buy a new mincha. The imikishakacha bakli, but what happens if you already put this mincha offering in a kli and then a lizard dropped in it and it got tummy? So haray he could call a menachos. It's like all of the menachos. It's like the general rule. And v'tisareif, and you have to burn it on the wherever you burn it, on the tumas adeshim. Okay. Now the elu. That means if it's tummy, yeah. Because if it's tummy, basically it's possible now, and you can't do anything with it. So therefore, you have to burn it. Basically, there's two ways of dealing with holy things.
You have to bring another member.
Like, correct. Correct.
Okay. Is this when they have pretty much insurance? Is this bring it from the house then?
No, this is when you mean when it did bring it. It's a misha kodshabakli shares.
Oh, sorry.
No, that was the flip side. Yeah, that's when he's brought it from the house and right and put it in the klisharis. But now, the elu, right? What? Which situation would warrant, yeah, a mincha to be burnt? The elu shemincha yseyem. These are the following list that shemincha yseyem that their minchas and israfos are burnt. Number one, we've seen these cases before. Hoimeres, the person says tameya oni loch. But she said those three words. Right, lecha. I am tommy to you. Yeah, meaning I'm guilty. So therefore, we don't need the mincha anymore because basically. But if it's finished, you can all go home to the separate homes. Yes, correct. Yes. Now another case. What happens, right, they're in the middle of the process, he'd already put the mincha in the kli, yeah, and the Shabbatu la Edim, and then suddenly Edim came and said, right, Shehi Tameya, that she's Tommy. So therefore, we stopped the process, we abort the Sota procedure in the middle, because it's only to prove she's innocent. And as soon as we know she's guilty now, then there's no point, so therefore, we're like, what are we going to do with this mincha? We're going to burn it. Yes? So that, yes, so the deed. Yes, so this, yes. Ha'omeres eini shoisa, right? Or alternatively, a woman said, I'm not going to drink. Says, I back out. I don't want to do this anymore. Okay? Now, v'shaba'ala eina rutz
l'hashkoisa.
Before
we
form
something.
What's that?
Before we form
something. Before
the
part. Well, fine, yeah. V'shaba'ala, before the point of no return, too. Yeah? But, I mean... L'chora, right, so if you force her to drink, you're probably the mincha as well. Well, it depends on what the mincha is, or whatever. Very good. Okay, now, this is interesting, right? Shabala ain't a road to l'hashkoisa. What happens if the husband says, you know what, I don't want to put my wife through this. I know she's guilty. She's like, she's going, you know, that I don't want to... But she thinks she must admit, you know, she's got to admit, but in the end he says no. He aborts it. Now an alternative case, in the event Shabala bar aleha, that her husband had relations with her, Baderech, on the way to the base of Mikdash. And that would also
that was I understand, but this one, you know, that's before the Mincha's rule. So
want to
bring the
mincha on the bus? No, but then Adim came and say, hey, we saw on the way that I assume. Or he admitted, I don't, yeah, right, okay.
Have we done this wrong? Why does this even, feature in
this
thing?
Yeah, there's a whole thing in the, yeah, it's the first parak, yeah. Yeah, you know, since you asked, yeah, so I learned this with Shimon last night, And he said, you know, like, what about the time of the Chachamim? She has an escort to make sure this no funny business happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, this another case of when it's burnt, yeah? Anyone who's married, I mean, all women who are married, le Kohanim, to Kohanim, min choseyem, nisrafos, their minchas are burnt. So let's look at the top Rashi over here, right? V'cholonasuas l'kohanim minchoseim nisrafois. But afilu korev koimates, and even if you brought the koimates kehil chaso in the correct fashion, yeah, v'lo nitmu, right? Nisrofim the shiraim, the shiraim, that means that's the part that's left over. Well, anyway, for sure the koimates is burnt anyway. I mean, also the shiraim. But basically, we're going to get to this is the whole part of the Gemara, right? Yeah, kudim aforish for Gemara. So this is another case where it's going to be burnt. We're going to explain this in the Gemara. Okay, now we're going to say, we're going to contrast the difference between a Kohenes and a Kohen. And, okay?
What are we saying? Did
she
not have to do the
Seder? That's a totally different thing. This is a general rule. It's not about any mincha. You'll see, it'll click when we go further on, because it's a bit strange, the right, the continuation over here. Now, Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael, meaning, a normal Yisrael girl, right, Shinis Eis Le Cohen, she got married to a Cohen. Minchasa Nisrefes, her mincha would now be Nisrefes, okay, because she's married to a Cohen, and that is the rule of the Cohen. I'm going to explain that when we're coming, Bezer Shem, we're coming up. The Kohenes, right? What, she was a Kohen, this means that her father's a Kohen, right? And she's got a good mother, yeah? She nisayis to Yisrael, and then she married to a Yisrael, yeah? Minchasa ne'echeles. Her mincha is eaten, meaning it's a standard mincha. That means they bring a kamitza, right? And that gets burnt on the Mizbeach. And the shirayim, the leftovers, a Kohen can eat. Okay, now, here, ma bein. What is the difference between a Kohen le Kohenes? Between a Kohen and a man Kohen and a lady Kohen, which doesn't really exist, but whatever you see. Minchas Kohenes, right? The mincha of a Kohenes is ne'echales, is eaten. Meaning, if she was not married, or she was married to a Yisrael, right? Basically, then her mincha is like a normal mincha, like any other person. Okay? A minchas Kohen, Einu ne'echeles, and the mincha of a Kohen is not ne'echeles.
You mean his wife?
No. Mincha of a Kohen, there's a new thing, a mincha of a Kohen is not ne'echeles, it's not eaten, it's all burnt. That's what I sent this, maybe I'll just put it out now, yeah? If you're a Kohen, the mincha of a Kohen is different from a mincha of Israel. The mincha of a Kohen is totally burnt, meaning there's no kamitza. You just skip the kamitza part, and just put it all on one shot on the Mizbeach and burn it. Okay?
Is that considered a good thing to do?
That's the Torah says to do that. Yeah. Yeah. Meaning the good, there's good burning, there's bad burning. When you burn it on the Mizbeach, then it's a good thing. When you burn it on the base of Deshen, then it's a bad thing. So this is all burnt on the top of the Mizbeach. Yeah?
No,
that's what I thought. Yes, yeah, that's good. Maybe, but that's giving a reason. It's true. Kohenes, right now, a Kohenes is mischalales. A woman who is she's from a family of Kohenim, right? And they're a good family, and she goes and she got raped. She got raped by some evil person, right? Goy. Yeah? So now, she cannot eat truma anymore. Because she got defiled. Okay? The Kohen ain't mischalel. And a Kohen cannot become mischalel. Meaning, that's just the way it is. Kohenes, metamea lemesim. A Kohenes can basically go around dead people. No problem. She's not commanded to avoid dead people. But in Kohen, Mitamil Mason, but a Kohen is not allowed to Mitamil Mason, as we know, right? Right. So that was number four now, that we've had three so far, three differences. Kohen oichel b'kodshei kedoshim. A Kohen can eat kodshei kedoshim. Yeah, that means he can eat like, for example, a chatas or something. Yeah, but ain kohenes, but kohenes oichel as kodshei kedoshim cannot eat kodshei kedoshim. Okay, now we're now going to ma bein ish le isha. What is the difference between a man and a woman? But here it means halachically. What's the difference between a man and a woman and, with a Yisrael? Okay, ha'ish, yeah, poreya, or even, we'll see. An ish poreya uforein. So this is talking about, yeah, somebody who gets teras, right? He has teras and he's basically he's got confirmed teras and we kick him out of the camp and he's in seclusion, in his in bidud, yeah, and there's certain halachas which he has to keep whilst he's in that state. So one of the halachas he has to keep is not poreya. Poreya means he doesn't cut his hair. His hair is perua. I mean, he's no haircuts, yeah. And also uforeim, also he rends or whatever. How you say he rips his clothes.
It says
he does. He does. He does. And the woman does it. Hey, look. Yeah, but Eina Isha, when a woman is in such a state, it means she's a confirmed Metzora. They kick her out of the town, yeah. But she's allowed. She can be Paras. Yeah.
She's not allowed to.
No, she can. She may grow a hair.
Oh yeah, she can't cut her hair.
No, she can cut her hair. No. No, it means he's gonna have unruly. Read it as unruly. It means unruly hair.
She says children
don't have
Porera
means
he cuts his hair.
No.
They have
Lorraine. He
makes his hair wild.
Correct. Okay. And Aisha, just wait, let's go here. An Isha is
not
allowed to grow
a hair wild.
Yes, I did that. Kohen, he needs Prua Rosh, means he's not like, he's not allowed to cut his hair. So how do you read that?
She can cut her.
Right, that's how it should be, right? She's not, exactly. She's not commanded to be Paras. Okay, very good. A poremes, and she's not commanded to tear clothes. Very, thank you. Okay, now ish madia es benoi benozia. Now, a father can force his son to become a nozia. That's a well. You see, we're going to say that's halacha much we see now. It's just it's like a weird thing. Okay, but he can make his son a nozia. Yeah, but ain't isha, and a woman can't. Madera's banner to make a neder of on her son to be a nazir. Okay, next halacha, ish megaleach. So this is another right. Megaleach is talking about the nazir when he's cutting his hair. I mean, he's done the whole process of nazirus and he's coming to cut his hair. And when he comes to cut his hair, he brings korbanos. So when he says megaleach, it means cut his hair and bring korbanos. Al nazirus aviv, upon the nazirus of his father. So this is a strange case. That basically, him and his father both became Nazirim. Okay? His father died, and his father had set aside Korbanos in order to bring the end of his Nazirus. Now, normally, you can't use somebody else's Korban to fulfill your halachic requirement. But in this particular case, the son will be allowed to take his father's at least some of them, right? He'd take his father's korbanos and use them for his own sake. Yeah. The Eina Isha Megalachas. If a woman was a Nazira, when she comes to cut her hair, she can't use Al Naziris Aviyah. She can't use her father's, recently deceased father's korbanos. Okay. An Ish Mekadesh Es Bitoy. A man can Mekadesh his daughter, meaning he can marry her off when she's young. Yeah. Force her to. The Eina Isha Mekadesh Es Bita, and a woman can't marry off her daughter. She can't force her, right? No, but when she's older, it's up to her. Right. Right, even when she's young. Well, halachically it's 12 or 12 and a half maybe. Ish moicha. It's getting worse now. Ish moicha as bito. Hey, a father is allowed to sell his daughter into slavery, right? As an amma of Ria, which has rights, which isn't normal slavery, right? But he can do that. Vein isha, and a woman can't, mucheres es bita, can't sell her daughter as an amma of Ria. Ish, now another halacha, niskal aron, we learned this, when a person, a man, is getting skila, yeah, he does it in his birthday suit, naked, yeah? Vein isha, niskelus aruma, but when they do it with a woman, she's allowed to wear clothes. Ish, now, another halacha. So an ish nisle, so sometimes, I don't know all the details, but after they gave someone capital punishment, they suspended the body maybe at the beginning, like, by the city, right? And so that was done for a man, yeah? But in the isha nitlis, but they don't do it, there's no dead women hanging at the entrance of the city. Yeah, ish nimkar b'gneva soy. Let's say a person stole and he didn't have enough money to pay back. Yeah, he can be sold. Yeah, as a slave, because he stole to pay it back. But ain't isha nimkeres b'gneva soy. But a woman cannot be sold in her gneva soy.
What's that?
What's that? Maybe they go to the relatives. I don't know. No, but it means in order to pay back the loan, she means she owes the money still. But that's not a way of getting funds.